Welcome to Absolute Truth Absolutely, the weekly podcast powered by LWYM and your host, Gio. If you're uncompromising in your search and preservation of the truth, you've come to the right place. Now here's your host, Gio, with Pastor Jesus Martinez.
All right, ladies and gents, welcome to a new episode of Absolute Truth Absolutely. We thank you for downloading these podcasts. We thank you for listening, for tuning in, whatever it is that you consider this. But nevertheless, we still thank you, and we are thankful to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for giving us the opportunity to transmit these podcasts directly to you. And it's great. We don't have to put together any commercials or anything like that. It's directly made available to you and powered by LWIM, Living Word Youth Ministries in Miami. I am the youth leader of said ministry. My name is Gio, and with me, my father and pastor of Living Word Church in Miami, Jesus Martinez.
Present.
Present. That'll work. All right, let's get right to the point. I had high hopes for Susan G. Komen, The Search for the Cure, but I guess all is for naught, right? We found out that at first, they were pulling grants away from Planned Parenthood. A lot of the money that they were receiving in donations, they were sending or funneling directly to Planned Parenthood. And of course, we have studied and we have exposed at length Margaret Sanger's ideas, her ideology, her advocacy of eugenics and racism, which of course she is the founder of Planned Parenthood, and still how they subvert the law nowadays. For example, there are organizations such as Live Action Films that they have gone undercover to expose the illegal activities that are going on in Planned Parenthood offices, and yet millions upon millions of taxpayer dollars are still funding Planned Parenthood on a yearly basis. And now we find out that Susan G. Komen, a lot of the money that they receive from private donations goes directly to Planned Parenthood. And they say, well, this is for breast cancer screenings and mammograms and stuff. They do none of that in the Planned Parenthood offices. All they are is a huge abortion provider chain. And I had high hopes for them. But after they were pressured, especially by the news media who are in bed with the Obama administration and with Planned Parenthood and their ideologues, now Susan G. Komen, instead of pulling away the grants and standing by their decision, now they're recanting and they're continuing to give the grants.
The thing that provoked all of this is an investigation by the government because minors were reporting, "I'm pregnant." And when asked, "How old is your boyfriend?" some of them said, "Well, he's an adult, you know, 18 or over." And these things went unreported. So that triggered an investigation, and that triggered the pulling of funds. So the spinning has begun. Yeah. Everybody's telling their own side of the story. But the truth of the matter is that what provoked all of this is the fact that young ladies who come in pregnant, and when asked who's the father, they identify a person that is 18 or older. And these things are supposed to be reported to the government, but they keep it in a hush-hush. And so once this came into scrutiny, Susan G. Komen Foundation says we're pulling our money. But now the pressure is so much, Gio, that they say, no, it was a mistake. We jumped to a conclusion just because the government is investigating certain issues doesn't mean that we should have pulled the money, and the funding continues under the auspices, under the camouflage of breast care, let's call it that. And I have heard now a few people say that the best in that area that goes on in Planned Parenthood is that simple checking of the breasts for lumps and stuff of this nature. After that, they get sent to a better facility, and by that I mean something that can really check out if there's something wrong with the lady's breast, with the female breast. So they hide under the research for breast cancer cure, when in reality most of the money is going to abortions.
I have several questions to ask, but before we get to that, it's interesting to note how much Planned Parenthood received from Susan G. Komen. And a lot of this is going towards, again, illegal activities. For example, live action films, which is founded, and the president is Lila Rose. She is a young person that started this organization at a very young age, and she is involved in getting young people, a new generation, involved in the pro-life movement, which is a great thing. She has sent, or rather people that identify with her organization sent people undercover into the Planned Parenthood offices. And you see people, I mean, workers, just saying, we don't need to know the age of the person who impregnated you. We don't need to know that. We don't know. We don't need to know what kind of a sex ring these people are running. This is the stuff that they're doing. And yet, Susan G. Komen, this is the thing that angers me the most. This is supposed to be a breast cancer awareness organization, and yet they're funneling money to Planned Parenthood, which leads me to the following questions. Is this an issue of plain ignorance, or is it an issue that someone high, the hierarchy of the organization, is in bed ideologically with Planned Parenthood, and therefore that's how they funnel a lot of their donation money, private donations, to Planned Parenthood? If that's the case, that's just pure evil.
This topic is the great divide of this nation for the last, 50, 60 years? You have on the other side of this coin, well, not on the other side of this coin, you have another front to this situation, that is the killing of babies. That sector of Obamacare, which is now obligating Catholic and religious organizations, not the churches but any other outlets that they have, to provide contraceptives and even the morning after pill. The junior senator from California, Barbara Boxer, who, by the way, was born in 1940 in Brooklyn, New York, to Jewish parents. She is of Jewish descent. Her mom is from Austria. And I'm setting the background to ask, how can a woman of Jewish descent come to the front of this argument by saying that this section of Obamacare is important because it's denying women their medicine? And this is something that I saw. It's not hearsay. She was interviewed. She gave a press conference, and she basically turned the spin machine on, and she called it a Republican issue of denying women their basic rights, disallowing women their basic rights, and in this particular case, not allowing women to get their medicine. My understanding of medicine, Gio, is that it helps in the cure of a disease. If a woman is procreating properly, correctly, she is not sick. She is trying to stop something that is natural. So you see the darkness that infiltrates itself into the spin presentations of these power brokers. These are people that are just so power hungry, and she calls this medicine. And so at the end of the day, Gio, what happens is that we have a constitutional fight that has not gone away. The people behind Planned Parenthood and all the others that are embracing the modern genocide have just found different ways of funding it. And now to rub it in the face of those who would say, no, let's defend the babies, President Obama has included within Obamacare something that obligates those that do not agree at all with this posture to give money so that this genocide continues. It's the same with the unions. Many union members do not want the things that the union heads are advocating, but they're obligated to give the money for those purposes, even for things that they are against. And so what I see is something so evil, so dastardly, and that is that not only do they find ways of funding the things that we don't agree with, but they find a way to rub it in our faces by taking our money and using it for that we disagree with.
Well, it's a form of, I guess what you're saying is that it's a form of extortion / mockery. That's what it's all about. And then the interesting thing about all of this, and it's
but a how could a woman, I'm sorry to interrupt, that saw firsthand, at least her mother did, and she must have heard it over and over again, what genocide is all about. How can she sit there?
Yeah.
How can she stand there and with a straight face tell us it's about medicine when she knows that it's about genocide? It's like a Cuban that has suffered under the hand of Fidel Castro advocating on behalf of communism.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
No, it's a good point. And the other thing about this is, when you look closely at those that they have this sort of background, and you see why they advocate for those causes that eventually lead to that type of genocide, a lot of times there's just special interest driving them. You know, there's money being funneled under the table, and everybody knows. Politicians, there's a famous phrase that says, how do you know when a politician is lying? They're moving their lips. there's always something going on behind the scenes. But then, you know, we can learn a very valuable lesson from all of this. And I think it's this. When people that understand what the truth is, what righteousness is, when they compromise that truth, that righteousness, on the altar of pseudo-tolerance or pseudo-bigotry, if you will, what they're doing is that they are not protecting freedoms, liberty, God-given rights, for example, those of the unborn children and the mass genocide that has happened here for years and decades on end. When we don't stand up for what's right, we allow evil to go unchecked. And this is exactly what has happened here in this instance with Susan G. Komen and other organizations that are funneling money to other entities like Planned Parenthood, which do the evil bidding. In other words, it's their way of washing their hands, of saying, well, here's the money, you do the evil bidding for us, we'll just stand in the front and make it an awareness issue. If it were really just about breast cancer, then you know what Susan G. Komen would have done, or the people within Susan G. Komen would have done the research and said, do you guys truly provide mammograms? Do you guys truly provide these health screenings? They don't. It's a lie. Cecil Richards, the president of Planned Parenthood, she went on the Joy Behar show at one point, and she said, you know, we need to continue funding Planned Parenthood, because if not, then women's health will be at stake. And then what happens? Again, another expose put together by Live Action Films. They started calling different offices in different states, different Planned Parenthood offices in different states, and they asked, do you guys provide mammograms? No, we do not provide that. So here we have pure and plain and utter deception. And yet you have organizations who are this front saying, no, this is about breast cancer awareness. This is about something else. And they're funneling money to this evil organization. Going back to your Barbara Boxer truth, this is what I don't understand. Margaret Sanger was a heavy advocate of racism and eugenics. She was for stripping away the so-called undesirables from society. This is stuff that Adolf Hitler, that Benito Mussolini and Stalin and others put into practice. And yet you've got a Jew, which is ironic, endorsing Planned Parenthood. And this is, they're basically mirroring their founders' ideologies.
You know what happens also, Gio? People that know their history are kind of upset at the Catholic Church, because this institution that is now saying, wait a minute, you're infringing on our religious beliefs, and you're treading upon our things that are holy and dogma and important to us. These are the same people that when the Holocaust was going on, many in the hierarchy looked away.
Yeah.
And so some people are now disregarding their argument because they see a duplicity. They see hypocrisy in the Catholic Church. And so I make that statement fully understanding that two things could be thought of this podcast. Number one, that having criticized Catholicism before, now we are in bed with them. And so I'm just saying that we are not. I am fully aware of the Catholic background, their history as it pertains to the Holocaust. And number two, since it's obviously and painfully clear that we are not in bed with them, I am speaking on behalf of innocent people all over the world that are damaged indirectly by the policies that are written in this country. Because, for example, we not only fund abortions here in this country, but indirectly, by the money we give the UN, we fund abortions, for example, in China.
Yep.
A place where a woman is of little value. And, you know, we owe so much money to them that it's ridiculous at this stage that we still send money over there to fund their abortions.
Yep.
And so I see something sinister that moves and lurks behind the scenes. And yes, it's manifested through government, but it lurks deeper inside in the darker crevices of the spiritual realm. And we as Christians must be aware of these things, and we must pray about these things, and we must ask God to lead us as we make choices in this year of 2012 of elections. Yeah. There are many, many things wrong with this nation, but some of them offend God so deeply that punishment would be inevitable.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing, going back to the point that we were making about individuals not standing up for the truth, having this yellow streak, if you will, instead of standing for what's right, instead they're standing for what is politically expedient or whatever it is convenient at the moment. In other words, they are not valuing truth. In these people's lives, in their hearts, they're not valuing truth. They simply think that money, fame, fortune is more important, position, power is more important. So therefore, they simply offer up truth. And then you have a whole new generation of kids who are being reared by the culture with this mentality of, oh, it's all about women's health, and it's about, we have you in mind. When they're ignoring, again, their founders' ideas about eliminating those that were unfit, deemed unfit. I mean, if look how many abortions are committed, for example, on a yearly basis in the Hispanic community. If Hispanics were truly to understand that Margaret Sanger hated Hispanics, they wouldn't go to Planned Parenthood. If blacks understood that Margaret Sanger hated blacks, they wouldn't go to Planned Parenthood. And then what's worse about this is that you have individuals who are minorities in this country, and they are advocating in favor of Planned Parenthood. And what's worse about this is that when you have individuals within those minorities that stand up and they know the truth and they speak it out, those that are part of that group, now they demonize those who supposedly they identify with and they are part of that minority, which is even more sinister. It tells you, like you were saying, something evil is lurking behind the scenes. But more with this, and I want to end with this. I think that this gives us a prime example of what we as Christians should not do. What Susan G. Komen and those that work within the organization, we shouldn't do that. We shouldn't compromise truth. Because when we compromise truth, in this case, look at this case, now you are directly funding the slaughter of a future generation. But we could look at it in a more broad aspect. When you are compromising truth, you're compromising salvation. You're compromising the truth of the gospel. You're compromising freedom and liberty for future generations. In this particular case, it's about genocide. In other cases, it's simply about people being so enthralled in an ideology that they themselves become part of a sinful system with which they have no escape.
I think, Gio, at the end of the day, when we think of destroying your own son or daughter, we're talking about a behavior that in some cases we see in animals, but not in all cases. And so it says that we have reduced ourselves in many cases to the behavior, the practices of the animal kingdom. And that is pitiful.
Yeah, it is pitiful. And I guess we can end it on that note. Some people might say, well, today's program was a bit of, it had a melancholic tone, if you will, but it's not a melancholic tone. I would rather say it's an awakening tone. It's about time that we awake from our pitiful slumber and our cowardice, and we were to finally stand up for truth. And instead of sitting by the sidelines complaining about it, let's do something about it. Go to your neighbor. Go to your friend. Go to your teacher. Whatever the case may be, and tell them the truth about these things and do the research about these things so that you won't get caught in the crosshairs, because in reality, the people that the hierarchy are targeting is you.
And what if it is melancholic? Are we supposed to party while this is going on?
That's true.
I think it's proper, and I think we do right. We do the correct thing by engaging in these issues.
Absolutely. And especially with all of you young people, especially young ladies, be very aware. Be very aware of what Planned Parenthood and other organizations are doing. And also, this brings to mind one last thing. If you're going to donate, make sure that you know where your donations are ending up.
Yes.
Because that's what a lot of these organizations are banking on, that you're simply going to give for the good cause and you're giving because of that good feeling, if you will, but yet you don't know where that that money is being funneled.
Yes.
So thank you for joining us again. Thank you, Pastor Martinez, for joining us again. I wanted to say that if you have any questions, any comments that you want to direct to us, please do so by emailing us at ata@lwym.org. ata@lwym.org. Please do not forget to share these podcasts with your friends, family members, and all those that need to hear the truth of the matter in a world full of uncertainty. Until the next episode, may the Lord shine his face upon you.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or suggested topics for future shows, send them our way to info@lwym.org. That's info@lwym.org. Visit our website in order to download past episodes and subscribe to our free email updates. The web address is www.lwym.org/ata. This has been Absolute Truth Absolutely. Absolute truth in a world full of uncertainty.